This episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the app and join me this week, maybe Friday, to get in on the action. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gottsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at places like Baseball Prospectus, the Hardball Times, Sporting News, and the ESPN Sweet Spot blog. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at StaceGotts. We're also on Instagram at Locked On Yankees, all one word, and you can find me on the Locker Room app at StaceGotts. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode. We have a lot to discuss. The Yankees beat the Twins last night because the Yankees always beat the Twins, but there were still a lot of problems during that game. It was ugly offensively for the Yankees. Yes, they scored 8 runs, but they left a small village of people on base. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the sticky situation happening in Major League Baseball. We have injury updates and more. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. I feel like I'm doing this every week, and I'm going to do it every time it happens, but I apologize. My computer was on the fritz again yesterday. It's feeling better today. Cross your fingers that I get through this recording. I'm working on getting at least a loaner for now until I can afford a new laptop. So I apologize for there not being a show yesterday. But because there was no show yesterday, I have a lot to discuss today. First, we'll go through last night's win. It is unbelievable how the Yankees are so successful against the Twins. I said this in my post-game video last night. If you didn't see it, it's on Twitter. They are 104-33, I believe, against the Twins since 2002. That's regular season and the playoffs. That is mind-blowing to me. That also works out to 124 wins in a 162-game season, according to River Avenue Blues. And it's not as if these were bad teams the Yankees were beating. These were the Joe Mauer Twins, the Justin Morneau Twins, the Johan Santana Twins. The Twins of 2021 are horrendous. They made 4 errors last night. There were a couple times the Yankees probably shouldn't have scored, but they did because the Twins screwed up. That game probably should have been either 5-4 or 6-4, not 8-4. The Twins are just really bad. You know, it's gotten to the point where they've had to have position players pitching more than a few times this season already. And it was such a drop-off because the past few years, the Twins have been pretty good. You know, good enough to make the playoffs, make a wild card game, that sort of thing. Not that they were world beaters, but they weren't as bad as they are now. My goodness. And thank goodness for that, because the Yankees needed it. Losing 5 of 7 heading into Minnesota and in a free fall after being swept by the Red Sox at home for the first time in 10 years. And it didn't start off well for the Yankees. They found themselves down 2-0, and everyone thought, wow, is this when the Twins are going to turn everything around against them now, this season? And then the Yankees came back. They went up 3-2, then it was tied 3-3, and then the Yankees pulled ahead. It was 8-3, then they gave up a run in the bottom of the ninth to make it 8-4. And it was funny when that happened because people thought, oh no, let's not make this game interesting. And what's amazing is because of COVID, the last time the Yankees and the Twins played in Minnesota, or even played overall, was that crazy, was it 13-12 when Aaron Hicks made that crazy play in the outfield to end that game? It was totally back and forth. It looked like the Twins were going to win that game. And then he made that catch. Yeah. It feels like a lifetime ago, even though it was 2 seasons ago. Crazy. So thanks to the Twins being completely inept, the Yankees win last night, 8-4. Jordan Montgomery, started off a little rough, and he got better as the game went on. And he said that in his post-game comments as well. He felt more comfortable deeper into the game. 5 2/3, 3 runs on 8 hits, 6 strikeouts, no walks. You always like seeing that. You like seeing the, you know, it doesn't have to be double-digit strikeouts. You know, if you get over 5, that's a good amount of strikeouts to have. But the no walks, that's a big thing for the Yankees pitchers. And I said this on another show. If it wasn't for the Yankees pitching, they would be so much worse than they are right now. I mean, they're still above 500. You know, the other teams in the division are just playing better than them. The Rays, the Red Sox. But they're also lucky that they're playing the Twins. This is what they should have done against the Tigers. There was no reason for that team to get swept by the Tigers in Detroit. No reason at all. They swept Detroit in 4 games at home. How do you go to Detroit and get swept in 3 games? Detroit's as bad as the Twins, or close to it. This team is maddening. They're absolutely maddening. I believe they left 11 on base last night. So it wasn't a really good game. It got better toward the end. Gary Sanchez hit a long home run. Miguel Andujar, my God, his home run that he hit got out of Target Field really quickly. That was a bomb. And it went about 450. And Gary Sanchez, he's heating up. I don't know if people are noticing this, but he's doing a lot better the last few weeks. And this is the Yankees' problem. They all can't hit at the same time. This is why they keep losing games, because some guys will be hot, and then the guys, they'll get on base, and the guys behind them who were in a schneid can't get the hit. And now it's flipping around where the guys who were not hitting so well are now hitting well, and the guys who were hitting well are kind of cooling off. I would like for there to be some point in this season where the Yankees are firing on all cylinders. Their hitters are hitting, the pitchers are still doing as well as they've been doing, the bullpen is shutting things down, and they rattle off 6, 7, 8, 9 wins. Or go 8 out of 9, 9 out of 10, and keep that going, and keep winning series. That's what we need to see. And as I keep saying, it's still early. I know it's June 9th, but we still have 100 games left in the season. There is still plenty of time for this team to turn it around. Can they turn it around? Maybe. In a moment, I'll have more thoughts and numbers from last night's game, but first, this episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Locker Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. It's free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about the Yankees or baseball. I will be hosting rooms for Locked On Yankees once a week, so you can join in on the conversation you listen to here every day. Locker Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the league. You'll find fans just like you on Locker Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. I'm going to try and host a room tomorrow at some point. I will put it out on Twitter and let you know. So go download the free Locker Room app now. It's currently available on all iOS devices, so iPhones, iPads. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB group for the latest league updates. Follow me at Stay Scotts to be notified when my rooms go live. I know you won't want to miss it. Again, planning for some time tomorrow. But I can't wait to hear everyone's thoughts on what's happening with the Yankees lately, because there's a lot to talk about. So see you there. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients, Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, cherry ice, citrus, and mint. Lucy lozenges and gums are FSA and HSA eligible, so you can use your FSA cards to purchase Lucy now. It's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. It's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple, and you don't have to leave the house because Lucy has delivery down. Locked On MLB listeners, go to lucy.co and use promo code LOCKEDONMLB to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum and lozenges. That's lucy.co and use promo code LOCKEDONMLB at checkout. I also have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Go to lucy.co and be sure to use that promo code LOCKEDONMLB. So the Yankees beat the Twins last night. It was nice for them to actually win a game. It felt like it had been forever since they had won one, although it hadn't been that long. They lost the last game to the Rays, right? So they had lost four in a row heading into Minnesota. And, you know, that last game that they won against the Rays was pretty exciting. And then... and then the series against the Red Sox. So, yeah, they needed this badly. Let's go through some more numbers. Hold on as I pull it up on my trusty phone. You know, Jordan Montgomery, as I said, a little rough there in the beginning. He gave up those two quick runs in the first inning. Gave up another run in the sixth, right before he was taken out. But, you know, 5 2/3, three runs, you know, not quite a quality start, but almost there. He was one out away from it. And as I said earlier, you always like to see when the pitchers don't give up any walks compared to a number of strikeouts. So let's go through some other numbers, like hitting-wise. So I believe I mentioned, yes, oh, they left 11 on base. They were 2 for 15 with runners in scoring position. This should have been one of those games where where the Twins had to use a position player to pitch. But the Yankees are the Yankees. DJ LeMahieu gets his first RBI since May 15th, I believe was the date I saw. So maybe things will be better for him. Aaron Judge surprisingly went 0 for 4, but he had a big walk, so that helped. Gleyber Torres was 2 for 5. Giancarlo Stanton was 2 for 5. He seems to be warming up a little bit. Gary Sanchez, 2 for 5. Miguel Andujar, 2 for 4 with the home run. Didn't have a strikeout. He worked a walk. He left 2 on base. Stanton left 6 on base. LeMahieu, 3. Judge, 2. Torres, 3. Sanchez, 4. But he still had a pretty good game. He's getting better. His batting average is back up. Over the interstate, he's at .217, so he's heating up a little bit. It would be nice to see his batting average get closer to .240, .250. I'm not asking for that much, but we'll see what happens. So overall, the Yankees, 8 runs on 14 hits, 1 error, and Minnesota, 4 runs on 10 hits, 4 errors. 4! Now for the Twins, Astudillo is the guy that they usually bring in to pitch for them. Willens. Astudillo. And I have to say, I love that guy. I think he's great. He's so pudgy, but kind of fast for a pudgy dude. And he threw a 41-mile-an-hour Ephus pitch in his last outing. Now, if I recall correctly, when I was a kid, we used to go to Florida a lot. And we went to Boardwalk and Baseball. RIP, Boardwalk and Baseball. It wasn't even around for that long. But we were there when it was open. And we went to the pitching machine. And my brother, at the time... I believe I was a freshman in high school. So he was in fifth grade. And he threw 36 miles an hour. And I remember being impressed by that. Because I was like, wow. Because I could only throw, I think, maybe 30 or 31 miles an hour. And not very straight. My brother played Little League, so he could throw. So thinking about Astudillo pitching and throwing a 41-mile-an-hour pitch... You would think it would be easy to hit, but not really. You know, I remember when El Duque threw that Ephus pitch to A-Rod and he nearly hit the ambulance at the old stadium when he was on Texas. He hit the crap out of that ball. And I believe El Duque threw the Ephus before that pitch and then he decided to throw it again and A-Rod was sitting there waiting for it and he destroyed that ball. So, yeah, the Yankees, they're still having issues hitting. Will they get it together? Hopefully, you know. Oh, and how did I not mention this? The Yankees were facing old friend Michael Pineda, who went 4 1/3, gave up 2 runs on 4 hits, walked 2, struck out 2. And, you know, I find it amazing that Michael Pineda is still pitching. I wanted him to do so well when he was with the Yankees. And that was so long ago now. I mean, he was good friends with A.J. Burnett. That's how long ago Pineda started with the Yankees. That's a good 10 years ago. So, you know, it's good to see him still pitching. I'm glad that, you know, he didn't shut the Yankees down. Old friend Rob Refsnyder went 2 for 3. He played center field for the Twins last night. And Garrett Cole's best friend, Josh Donaldson, went 1-for-4. I'll have more on that in segment number 3, because there's a whole bunch of stuff happening around baseball. And Garrett Cole, not surprised about what happened yesterday, not surprised about the allegations, obviously, but let's not make Garrett Cole the scapegoat. But I'll have more to say about that in segment 3. So I went to Twitter because I wanted to get tweets about everything happening with Cole. And I noticed that I was included in a tweet by Locked On Podcasts, our main Twitter account for the podcasts. And apparently they were having an exchange with the Velveeta account. And Velveeta asked if there was a battle royale of all the Locked On Podcasts, who would win. And they put me in there for MLB. And they said, I think Stace Gotts may always be carrying weapons. What? Is that because I'm from New York? Come on. Although I do like the fact that they think I would win a battle royale. So I appreciate that, but that's funny. So coming up next, let's talk about Garrett Cole and all the other pitchers who've been using sticky stuff. But first, you will be happy to know that I solved the mystery of who ate my last Built Bar. It was my mother. She admitted it yesterday. I asked her if she enjoyed the Built Bar, and she said yes, it was very good. So at least she enjoyed my last Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. My family enjoys it. They have 9 delicious flavors, including an occasional limited time flavor, like birthday cake, which I've told you about. I hope they release that again. It's so good. But the 9 permanent flavors: coconut, coconut almond, cherry raspberry, my favorite, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel. There's something for everyone. And if you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. If you go to BuiltBar.com and use our promo code LOCKED15, you'll get 15% off your first order. Again, I recommend getting that mixed box. Try everything, see what you like. As I always say, mint brownie is my favorite, but if you don't like chocolate and mint together, there are plenty of other options for you. Again, go to BuiltBar.com, use our promo code LOCKED15, and get 15% off your first order. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action on BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or your mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as the playoffs roll on in the NBA and NHL. The Nets are still there. The Islanders are still there. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the big scandal in baseball right now, the use of sticky stuff. And let's talk about how Garrett Cole seems to be the scapegoat, even though he's definitely not the only guy using. And isn't it funny that of all the players to pick on, Garrett Cole, who's involved in the players union — are they going to pick on Max Scherzer or Zach Britton or anyone like that? Because, and we know that there may be a work stoppage soon. So this is gearing up to be really ugly. This situation has been going on for so long. And it's funny how MLB always does this. They always wait too long to get concerned about things like steroids, like the cheating scandals, like the sticky stuff. Why wasn't there a question of pitchers using sticky stuff when that ball stuck to Yadier Molina's catching gear 4 years ago? Do you remember that picture? Look it up if you don't remember. There's no reason in the world, in the universe, for that ball to stick onto his equipment, other than with something that's really sticky. And yes, I know, Garrett Cole, it's obvious, but he's not the only one. And it's just ridiculous to me that MLB is suddenly, oh, this is really bad, this shouldn't be happening. Why isn't anyone questioning MLB for doctoring the balls? Why is that okay? These pitchers are using all this stuff because MLB keeps changing the ball. And they can't get a proper grip. So yes, I know pitchers are kind of defending themselves here. I know hitters are excited about the fact that, hey, if they're cracking down on this, maybe I'll start hitting the ball better because spin rates will go down. Because honestly, when you look at the spin rate numbers for some of these guys, they have gone down in the past couple of weeks, including Cole, including Trevor Bauer. My whole problem is MLB is just so, they don't know what they're doing. They really don't. They screw things up all the time. Instead of fixing actual problems in baseball, they do the extra inning rule with the runner on second. Or they'll do the 7-inning doubleheader rule, which I spoke about this on a different podcast that I record. The 7-inning doubleheader was fine last year with all the COVID problems because there were teams where guys were getting tested and testing positive, then the teams would have to quarantine, and it was just easier because there were so many doubleheaders last season because they had to keep making up games. So the 7-inning doubleheader made sense in that truncated 60-game season before the vaccine, before all this stuff happened. Right now, in a 162-game regular season where most of the teams are mostly vaccinated and COVID is kind of dying down a bit, there shouldn't be 7-inning doubleheaders. But back to Gerrit Cole and the sticky stuff. He was questioned, I believe, or he spoke to the media for, 10 to 15 minutes yesterday, and he was evasive and just kind of like the guys during the steroid era, where they kind of said they did something, but didn't really say that they did something. It's like, tell me you're on steroids without telling me you're on steroids. Tell me you're using sticky stuff without actually telling me you're using sticky stuff. But as he said, this hasn't really been enforced. People have been passing this information down. You know, guys used to always use pine tar. Remember when Pineda got nailed for it at Fenway? I think John Farrell was the manager then, right? And everyone was outraged because he had pine tar on his neck. But you'll see, there are video clips coming out of other pitchers who are pretty obviously doing something to their, doing something to the balls. I believe there was a video of Yu Darvish last week, and there was another guy wearing a white uniform, and I can't remember who it was, where it was very obvious he was touching something in his glove and then touching the ball. So this is a league-wide problem. And hey, if they get rid of it for everyone and guys start hitting again, that'll be better for baseball. Because right now, while it's fun to see some guys have dominant pitching performances, it's not that much fun when everyone has dominant pitching performances. But hey, there hasn't been a no-hitter in, was Kluber's the last one? It's been a while. It felt like there was a no-hitter every other day, and now we haven't had one in a couple weeks. So things are happening around baseball. But again, baseball needs to take responsibility for what baseball has allowed. I was a fully formed adult during the steroid era, and there was no way that Bud Selig didn't know that these guys were on something. He didn't care, because the home run race in 98 was putting people back in the seats, because the 94 strike did a lot to hurt baseball, and it took a while for people to come back. And it still took people a while after 98 to come back, because if you look at old clips, the 114-win Yankee team, you see clips from September of that year, and the stadium has maybe 30,000 people in it. They weren't selling out every night, because it took a long time for baseball fans to get over that strike. It really did. And the home run race between McGuire and Sosa helped. And Bud Selig knew that. And for a while, the sticky stuff was helping because all these pitchers were suddenly pitching really well. But now it's suddenly a problem and baseball wants to do something about it. Now, I'm trying not to equate sticky balls with, with guys sticking foreign substances into themselves. But it's the fact that MLB, again, let this happen for so long. They didn't care. And now they suddenly care. It's just the hypocrisy for me. I can't take it. So all this talk about sticky balls leads into Gerrit Cole starting tonight against Randy Dobnak. Randy Dobnak is 1-5 with a 6.19 ERA. That spells disaster for the Yankees hitters, because anytime they face anyone with a bloated ERA, this guy becomes Cy Young and shuts them out or holds them to a run, so we'll see what happens tonight. As for Cole, he's 6-3 on the season with a 2.26 ERA, ton of strikeouts, not so many walks. He's been struggling a bit lately, and we'll see what happens with his spin rates tonight. I'm sure as soon as he throws his first pitch, someone will go to Baseball Savant and see the rotation of his balls. Anyway, okay, I'm saying balls way too much on this show. So again, Cole Dobnak, 8:10 p.m. Eastern tonight in Minnesota. We'll see what happens. Oh, before I forget, Zach Britton pitched for Scranton last night, got knocked around a little bit, but as long as he's healthy, I don't care what the results are down in the minors. He can give up 5 home runs in an outing. As long as he's healthy, and as long as he continues to stay healthy and comes back to help the Yankees, I don't care. It doesn't matter. For now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can listen to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Today. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Wednesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.